Do you have dreams, goals you've wanted to accomplish for a while now? What's stopping you? Do you have doubts that you can actually make your dreams a reality? Well, by the time you're done listening to the story of this special Jamaican who pushed past his physical limitations to achieve greatness, hopefully you will get all the inspiration you need to take that first step on your journey to success.
To get another award again is a big, tremendous, good, great feeling, wonderful feeling. Being recognized by the government of Jamaica, one of the biggest feelings for me. Just a level where it kind of put me, and not only myself, but me and disabled community on a whole, in terms of them looking at themselves, knowing that they can achieve also, like whatever I have achieved. Being physically challenged.
One of Jamaica's greatest sportsmen, gold medal winning and world record holding Paralympic athlete Alfonso Cunningham. Born on August 29, 1980, Alfonso Cunningham came into the world not quite like most children, but no less special. His legs did not function like other persons, and as he grew, he would be confined to a wheelchair. After spending the majority of his early life at the Glenhope Place of Safety, Cunningham was sent to the Mona Rehab Center, otherwise known as the Sir John Golding Rehab Center, at age 11. It was there that he learned not only how to manage his disability, but also how to thrive. It was also there that his love for sports and competing was born. He first got into wheelchair basketball and was very successful, winning 2 national championships. He would then turn his hand to field events, gravitating towards the discus throw and the javelin. He entered his first major international competition in 2003 at the International Paralympic Committee IPC Athletics World Championships in Birmingham, England.
My first action and my first competition was in Birmingham, England, where I got gold. And the same year, August, in December, I went to Argentina at the Pan American Game. I got 2 golds there again on a Pan American record. And from there on, I went to the Athens Game in 2004. Athens Paralympic, I get a gold medal and a world record in discus.
Though he describes it so humbly, his world record in the discus at the summer 2004 Paralympics was a major accomplishment for Jamaican Paralympic athletics, gaining widespread recognition for a movement that was often overlooked on the Jamaican sporting landscape. After 2004, Fonso, as he's called by his peers, continued to rack up accolades in athletics. He mined silver in the discus throw at the 2006 IPC Athletics World Championships in the Netherlands, gold for discus in the 2007 Pan American Games in Brazil, and the most recent feather in his cap, setting a regional record on his way to a gold medal in the javelin throw at the 2012 Paralympic Games in London.
Despite your physical challenges, you demonstrate that there is no feat which cannot be overcome. I have such tremendous respect for your accomplishments, and I continue to commit on behalf of my government and the people for our continued support for our Paralympics.
Sports Minister Natalie Nita Headley, paying tribute to Fonso and the other Paralympians on their return to Jamaica after the 2012 Paralympic Games. With these accomplishments to date, Fonso has become a local celebrity, even being drafted as a brand ambassador for telecommunications company Digicel. Indeed, he has come a long way from his early days at the Glenhope Place of Safety.
I never used to see myself getting an art of distinction or being an ambassador for one of the biggest company or all of the things that is happening now. I wasn't looking at that, you know, but all of this happening now is much more. I want to do more and stuff like that. I want to do more in terms of encouraging people more and step my game up.
Now more than ever, he recognizes that to whom much is given, much is expected.
You know, I use myself as a marker to show others that only for the person who physically challenged the person who are able, you know, thinking they can do it. So my life is just inspire people, and I enjoy doing that, and I will continue doing that.
So tune to your favorite local television station on National Heroes Day to see this Jamaican stalwart and symbol of hope and determination receive his insignia as an officer of the Order of Distinction. Use his example to spur you onward as you take up the challenge to make our nation great for even more generations to come.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.